The prayers that Gawa Denjub sang to Marchik Labdren, starting with that of the eastern door, offered at the eastern door, then that offered at the southern door, and then offered that at the western door. And today Rinpoche will explain that one which is offered at the eastern door. First, master singer Tenpa Negi will perform it in Tibetan language.
Ya ta tang ta, kung jero ko. Tambo pa, tambo pa kaya tang, tani inji tang tibis ako rin. Tambo, ya. Inji konsu tang kaya tang. Tambo chik di tang ta.
Oh.
Rinpoche asks us to first of all develop the enlightened attitude, bodhicitta. This is the idea that we are going to attain, the wish that we want to establish all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky to the state of the great mother Prajnaparamita. In order to do that, we have to engage ourselves diligently in listening, reflecting, studying the teachings or the praises which were offered by Gyalwa Denjuk to Matrik Labdren at her cremation shrine at the doors in the four directions.
Tene se Gyalwa Denjuk je tanda yomla tepa la dongkang hyarko logo nugo sangu ye yedamani
of these four praises that Gyalwa Denjuk offered to his mother Matrik Labdren at the eastern, southern, western and northern gate or northern door, today Rinpoche is going to explain the praise which was offered at the northern door.
Ma tangbo lu sen je pe ma pardo san zen bo pe ma tamar je mi ten pe ma
The first verse reads, Mother, in the beginning you have given birth to my body and mind. In between, my mother, you provided all necessities. Finally, my mother, you showed me that there is no birth. Mother of great kindness, to you I prostrate and offer praise. In this verse, Gyalwa Denjuk prostrates to his mother Matrik Labdren by means of praising three different kinds of qualities. The first kindness Gyalwa Denjuk praises in his mother is that in the beginning she gave birth to his body and mind. Mainly, Matrik Labdren gave birth to his body, but based on the body there is the mind also. In that she has given birth to his body, meaning his flesh and blood and the skanda of his form, the body, based on that, there was also the opportunity that his mind could arise. Therefore, this is the first kindness of his mother that he has given birth to him.
Tene tekwa chenpi lo la samba nyingi gomba de tangbo chen de ye ma la ten de gom govare tenyang ten govare ten sor tangbo de tene chetang tekwa chenpi lo la yang lu chepe ten de tangbo ten govare te ta chekware.
In the meditation of the Mahayana, one has to develop loving kindness and compassion. And the first step to develop loving kindness and compassion is always to remember the kindness of one's mother. And the first kindness which the mother has given to us is that she gave birth to us. For ordinary beings, when we meditate about kindness of an ordinary mother, then we usually meditate that she has given birth to us, and with giving us the body, she gave us our mind. And to develop more loving kindness and compassion, we meditate upon how difficult it is for a woman or for our mother, how difficult it was to develop us or to give birth to us. She had to go to through many kinds of difficulties and suffering to give birth to us. But here in the case of Magic Labdren, since she is not just an ordinary woman, but she is an emanation body, therefore we just remember, or Gyawa Dandrup just remembers the kindness of having given birth to her. He did not have to meditate on the suffering and difficulties she had to endure.
Ta train tangbo te pardo train chava te karre pardo ka train chava te sanzen bopa ma sanzen te sanzen lonjo jobze lonjo bopa jose lonjo jembar je pe chani yang ka train chebure so.
The second type of kindness Gyawa Dandrup is praising her is that the mother or his mother has given him everything, all necessities. That means everything he needs to grow up, all possessions and food and necessities she has given to him.
Tene mala chine maake tene tanda sete pa kuyo pa la so pe tene tente so java tu endrop che tembari no.
In this line, or with this line, with this line, Gyawa Dandrup remembers the kindness of her mother, that she has given food to him, clothes, and so on.
And
together with the second point that the mother was giving him all necessities he needed, he also remembers the kindness that she was the first one to teach him things. For example, when he came to this world, he could not say anything, and therefore it was the mother who taught him how to say mama, papa, and so on. All the first teachings he got from his mother.
Tamar Jimmy Tubamota, Tain Tamar Tain the Carasena, Jeva may be don't Tumbanze Pesena, Jeva may be don't Tumbabo, Yom Chimu Hirap your part of December, Jeva may be don't Tumbani don't Tumbersepe, Ma, somebody, Tama Jimmy Tumbani don't Dembe, Cadin Re, Teta will Cadin some than Dembesena, Ma Timuchi, said Ma, Ma de Timuchi.
Finally, my mother, you showed me that there is no birth. This is the final teaching Magic Labdren gave to her son, Gyawa Dandrup. She taught him the meaning of birthlessness, or the meaning of there being no birth, or non-arrival. This was the final teaching, which is similar to teaching of no birth, teaching emptiness, teaching the teachings of the great mother Prajnaparamita. This was the final teaching Magic Labdren gave to Gyawa Dandrup. And remembering that and the other two qualities of his mother, he calls her mother of great kindness. Great kindness here in Tibetan it says, Jimu Chi, great kindness. Oh, it's an expression for her being very, very kind. In this way, remembering the three qualities of his mother, he prostrates to her and offers praise.
Ma luso sendo porwe ma, rekpa yela takpe ma, ma yingji toklan turpa mi, putarong nyemji ta ma ju, ma yukpa tsena ga ma so, hikpa tsena nying ma ga, ma yukna senji labdu so. Kisa wa song.
The next verse, Rinpoche read 7 lines. It says, Mother, you give away for food, body, and life of you, Mother. Mother, you have purified the awareness within its base. Mother, you have no delusion within your mind, the vast expanse. I, your son, still did not yet cut through the rope of arrogance. Mother, when you were alive, I did not feel any happiness. When you passed away, then I was unhappy deep in my heart. Mother, stay and grant your blessings.
Ma luso sendo poro ma, sonjo te tam, ma cherang rang lutang so jang. Danzin me pa sen yin do poro ma, ama cherang luso sen yin do poro ma rese. Lutang so jang, teni chujin la tong sena luso sendo poro ma. Luso, tini lande namla, lande jiksurunwa marongpa namla, tini jimpa tangte, siyinto porwa ma, chirang, tini lutang sokla hiencha mepa, siyinto porwa ma, se jute, tini lusokla hiencha mepa chani, dhapati.
The first line, Mother, you gave away for food, body, and life of your mother, teaches that within her practice, Machik Labdren was giving away her body, and with this body also her life, or her life force. That means that she did not have any ego clinging to her body at all. And in this way, not having any ego clinging to her body at all, she could offer it away as food, or in form of food. Usually you offer other offerings, but she offered her own body in form of food to all the gods, demons, spirits, and so on. She offered her own body. She practiced generosity with all these gods, demons, who usually are not worthy to be offered to, but she gave to them her own body. So this first line praises Machik Labdren, that she does not have any attachment to her body nor to her life.
Luso send the poor third day young, Nain Jigs Roma, Toto Tang, Lante Dubachin Dove, Nedang, Dun Jigrajin, Timmy to Sotang, Denny, Yorn Jigrajin, Lante Nama, Denny Lu Jimbatang, Lun Chujin Jin Yamin Zebusena, Data with Jimsin Latin, Luso send the poor man, somewhat, Ranga Mate, Luso send the poor.
His mother was practicing the practice of chu, offering one's body, or being generous with one's body. She did that in frightening places. She went to the cemeteries where all the god demons gather. She did that in a frightening time, that is, night times. She gave her body to frightening beings, which is the gods, demons, spirits, and so on. This is the practice of chu, offering one's, or giving away, being generous with one's body. In this way, Gyalpa Dendrup has the belief in that his mother gave up all attachment to body and life, and therefore he praises her that she could give away her body and her life in form of food.
De Machik Labdren la tebare, tebe goni nyamni tembare, juji nyamni chetaba yendu zuna, luso la hincha meba, luso sindu porgu.
to the quality of his mother, that she does not have any attachment to her body and her life anymore. And in this way, if she does not have, or the by practicing, she did not get any, or she gave up her attachment to body and life, and her experience in this way increased. Therefore, she could give away her body and life as food. The next line reading, Mother, you have purified the awareness within its base, is a praise to her realization, or it teaches her realization. Speaking of having purified awareness within its base is a term which is used in Mahamudra and Dzogchen. Often you call it also, you have liberated awareness into its own state, or you have self-liberated awareness into its own place, or you have liberated awareness upon or within its base. These are all terms which are used in Mahamudra and Mahati or Dzogchen. And this is liberating awareness within its base is usually you have concepts, thoughts which are directed outwards, and all these thoughts which are directed outwards are delusion. But the true nature of these thoughts or concepts is nothing other than awareness. In this way you can liberate awareness into its own place. You unify or you mix mind and awareness. Mind in the sense of all concepts which are directed outwards, and awareness in the sense of the true nature of these concepts. And in this way, she mixed or fused mind and awareness. This is what is meant by having purified awareness within its base.
Ma chirang je toglun trupa me varendo. Toglun trupa me ba tsorda karasana yengje tog. Yengje tog de, yengje togam, yengje semde semje nelogre, semje nelog drupan ta tamje dan trawa di bayang kuyang yinbisena yengre. Semje yengje togam, semje yeng. Yingji togam, yingji semna truba mevare. Tundan dordona, ma chirange, togi nelok, ying truba da trava di, don tode, yingji don tode, chirangla, zumzi yinanga truba mevare. Tandi toba de, truba le trova chani toba.
The next line reads, Mother, you have no delusion within your mind, the vast expanse. In which way does she have no delusion? In that she realized the true nature of her mind. Or here it gives the term Yingituk, the mind of the expanse, or the mind which is the expanse. The true nature of the mind, which is the expanse, is free of all elaborations, free of all mental elaborations. It is open, vast, and spacious. Therefore, it is the expanse, or it is vast as the expanse. Since his mother realized her true nature of mind, she has no delusion within her mind, which is the vast expanse. She has realized the true nature of her mind, that it is free of all mental elaborations. In this way, having realized this true nature, there is no delusion within her mind. She realized the meaning of the true nature of her mind, of the expanse, and thus she is not deluded at all about all clinging of all dualism. She has no dualistic delusion at all.
Jetan sem je nelok de la yin je sem dang, wesar je sem dang, rang yin namda ge sem dang, yin norwa dang ra ge sem de tuan da je gua re, sara he sem je nelok la yin non de sem song gua re.
Generally, when one teaches the true nature of mind, there are different terms which one could apply. One term which is used here is the mind, the vast expanse, or mind which is the expanse. Another term is mind being clear light or luminosity. Another one is the mind which is naturally pure. Another one is the mind which is similar or compared to a wish-fulfilling jewel. The last term is also used by Saraha, who was describing the mind as being like a wish-fulfilling jewel.
Tetatone. Putarong nyem je ta ma jo. Ma chirang la ta yun tin ten da wonga barendo. Pongane.
The next line says, I, your son, still did not yet cut through the rope of arrogance. First, Gyalwa Dendrup praises his mother, or the qualities of his mother, and now he talks about himself. I, your son, even though I requested so much teachings, and even though I tried to put them into practice, still I was not able to liberate myself from all ego clinging. In this line, her son, Gyalwa Dendrup, makes himself down in order to cut his own pride.
Ma yukbatse na ga ma chol. Ma katin chin chirang yokte damna samu nam kapso hachang karba zangbo rete ina yang ga chol ma chong. Jipo yinba tang ga chol te chong ma chong. Zohi ma chong. Hikbatse na nying ma ka ta ma chirang nyangilin de te hikbatse sa te ta nying ma ka ba cha chong. Ma yog na sinji lab du so, ma chirang kuzuk de hik nyang yinlin de na yang, tog li hikwa mai ba de yi se na, ma chirang ne jivu zogam nying ki jil yog na po nga sinji lab ro na. Ta rang ka nondru tu su labu du rang ki jol.
Mother, when you were alive, I did not feel any happiness. When you passed away, then I was unhappy deep in my heart. Mother, stay and grant your blessings. When his mother was still alive, she had the kindness of teaching him, and this is great luck, a great opportunity. But Gyalwa Dendrup was not able to enjoy that. He was not able to make use out of that. He wasn't happy about that at those days. Now that his mother passed away, now he is unhappy deep in his heart. Therefore, he asks his mother to stay and grant her blessing. Though the body of Machig Labdren has passed into nirvana, but the mind can abide. Therefore he asks, let your mind abide within my heart and grant your blessing.
Chitang kaju lola lama ku yukpa kable nyangin lende simpe jiso sinap chirin rogare sekendo. Dehin tu juju lola yante insare tene pe ngoma nantro tisu sam taipa chimbo zogendo taipa chimbo yona tene sinap chirin rogare.
Generally, also in the Kagyu tradition, when a Lama passes away, one says, after the Lama has passed away, that his power of blessing increases. This also is the case here in the Chö tradition. As Gyalpa Dondrup does, as his mother passed away, first he thinks about his own faults, what he has done wrong, and with that, his faith increases, and due to his faith increasing, the power of the blessing increases as well.
The Jumsen Karasana, Yuba Kaps, Yuindinji Chani, Samgo Yure, the Yuindin Muso, Yuindin Gojore, Jipa Zonamato, Muso Tonto Yamare, Junji Chate, Ton Senna, Junji Chala, Samgo Yure, then Lama Hyat Sarvajis, Junji Chas Samgo Mare, Yuindinji Chani Sambasena, then.
Why is that our faith increases after a Lama passes away? Although this Lama has high or good qualities, but they are still somewhat hidden, and you can only reach these qualities through inference. But you can see his faults also at the same time. And you think a lot about the faults. But once the Lama has passed away, then you don't see the faults anymore. You think about the qualities of the Lama, you praise the qualities, and this will increase your faith.
Lama Yubitsar, John Samsur Mandava, Mambur, the Samsurji, Loma, Loma, Della Yaposedo, Della Duposedo, Della Yaposedo, Alla Duposedo, Sambandavote, Mangasanguisa.
While the Lama is still alive, we tend to think about his faults and negativities. One main fault we think of our Lama is, oh, this Lama, he was so kind to everybody else, but me, he did not treat well. And in this, he made difference between his students, and I was the one who was treated worse. And this is one of the main faults we see in our Lama.
Pujang Mala Sorban de Mejang Pala Sinji Lok, he Saba Song de Ta Pujang Ma Yom Chim Drupa Chirang La, Tinan Sorba Chichik Dun De Wing, Ma Chirang Yang Pungala Sinji Lap to Saw.
The next two lines read, I, your son, pray to you, mother. Mother, likewise, bless your son. Here, Gyalpa Dondrup said, I pray to you one pointedly. So please grant your blessings upon me.
Dada mubi jinjok la sinji la pan zedu so. Lula deva chi du so, nga la nupa bar du so, sem la tokwan cha du so. Kusong tok du yun din tene dang, cho tu mungu ngurup cha du so. Da sorwa tam ne, dada mubi, da tang, dan rabe, Ma Chirang la Mepa Yopa Tepa Yope, Jinjok Loma Namla, Dini Kosong Tokye, Lunga Yi Som Sinji Lapan Zedu Souls. Da Tang said, Mepa Palok Tamche Lata Sinji Lavas. Sinji Kandes Lap Gundu, Kuye Senab, Kuye Lu Sinji Lapte, Lula Deva Chipa Sami, Deva Chipan Zedu Souls. Song is Sinab. Song ke nga sinji lapte nga la nupa chepar jin bordu so me parwana ji bordu so nga ke simjin la tini simjin la kang hye na yang dondun jorwa simjin la pin tope nga ke nupa bordu so tok ke sem sinji lapte sem la tokpa chepar jin chawar sinji lapdu so dor dona koye sinap song ke sinap tok ke sinap yuen ting je Kosong toki sinap shok de, deni chok ngudrop tang, tumong ge ngudrop nipo de, nipo zardu so.
Kosong tok dang yun ten, chile gi jilap ki.
Senji lap de. Kosong tok dang, kosong tok dang, yun ten chine je sinap dang, chok dang tumong ge ngudrop zardu so. Deze, koi sinap, song sinap, toki sinap, yun ten chine je sinap dang,
The last lines read, upon me and the devoted students, I pray bestow your blessings. May bliss develop in our bodies. May power ignite in our speech. May realization rise in our minds. Grant us supreme. Oh yeah, the last lines I have to change. Because I thought the city referred to all of them. We have to. What it means is give us the blessing of body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities. And grant us supreme and common cities. We have to think about rephrasing. Rinpoche commented, saying, Gyalpa Dendrup again here speaks for him and all the other students or all the other followers of Machik Lapdren, all of those who have devotion and faith in her. He requests blessing of Machik Lapdren, that she may bless all himself and all the other devoted students. He requests her blessing of body, speech, and mind. In which way shall this blessing enter, or what shall this body, speech, and mind blessing do? He asks for blessing, for the blessing of Machik Lapdren's body, that his and the mind, the body of all the other students, may that within the body of himself and all the other students, bliss will arise and develop. He asks for Machik Lapdren's blessing of speech, that the speech of himself and all the other devoted students may, that the power of the speech may ignite like fire, or that it will burn like fire. He asks for the mind blessing of Machik Lapdren, that within the minds of himself and all the other devoted students, realization will arise. In this way, he asks for the body, speech, mind, quality, and activities blessing of Machik Lapdren, that she may also may grant supreme and common city. That was a brief explanation of the praise offered at the northern door of the cremation shrine.
Yeah, that.